Hundreds of commercial fishermen are gathering at the annual Maine's Fishermen's Forum this weekend in Rockport. A number of seminars on fisheries management are being offered, but what fishermen are expressing concerns about are the effects of El Niño on Maine waters. After a record-breaking lobster catch last year of nearly $500 million, fishermen say they're worried about predictions that the peak lobster harvest could come early this year and drive prices down. A.J. Higgins has more.
As hundreds of fishermen gathered this morning for the annual meeting of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, or MLA, there was a lot of talk about last year's record catch of more than 120 million pounds and a per-pound price that crept above $4 per pound, a number that no one has seen for 8 years. But as Patrice McCarron, the group's executive director, prepared the crowd for its first speaker, she brought up a new potential threat facing the industry.
All right, so we're going to move on to our keynote speaker. Just to set this up, I don't know how many people made it to yesterday's session. The MLA board's been talking about this for a while. We just got the predictions yesterday that there's a 50-50 chance there's going to be an early season.
Early season. Two words that none of the lobster fishermen or fisherwomen wanted to hear. McCarron says her members prefer the more typically timed season that starts building in July at about the same time that summer tourism is gaining momentum. Other lobstermen in the room said they could recall the last early catch 4 years ago that dropped the boat price for lobster by 16%. McCarron said the industry will just have to respond as best as it can.
With this El Niño, this crazy mild winter, let's face it, we're going to have some shedders, probably more of them and sooner than we want them. So the board felt it was extremely important that we as harvesters do everything we can to land the best product that we can. It's a tricky product to work with. The price often doesn't hold with it. So our job is to give the dealers as good a product as we can to work with to get through the supply chains.
What it means is we won't have a home for that product in June.
David Cousins, the president of the MLA, has seen early seasons before that are preceded by warming water temperatures that make the lobster want to move closer to shore. Water temperature is currently 2 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit higher than usual, according to scientists with the Portland-based Gulf of Maine Research Institute. The crustaceans move to shallow water to shed their shells and are eagerly sought after by many Mainers who prefer the new shell or soft shell lobsters, which fetch a lower price than their hard shell counterparts. While that may be good for consumers, Cousins says it's not good for big lobster processors who buy millions of pounds of Maine lobster each year.
When they first shed, they're weak and they don't ship well live market, so most of them have to go to a processor. So when that happens, and you have them early, you don't have the processing capability to handle the product because Canada is not ready to take them yet. Maine is coming up in processing and there's more processing plants in Maine, but it depends on the amount of volume you get early. And that's scary. I mean, we don't want to see a lot of volume of soft-shell lobsters until middle of July.
Although marine biologists told the fishermen that early lobster catches do not necessarily trigger a drop in price, few were encouraged by that consolation. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.